Today's daf is Sukkah, daf Yud Dalet. And we are on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, a couple of lines from the bottom, in the middle of the discussion of Uksin, of Yados. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Menashe Bar Gada, both in the name of Rav Huna. Rav Abba, in the name of Rav Huna, said, Habotzer Lagat in Lo Yados. If somebody gathers grapes for the harvest in order to crush them, in order to make wine, in Lo Yados. So those stems on the grapes are not considered significant. He'd rather not have them there. And therefore, regarding Tumah, it's not considered part of the grape. If Tumah touches that item, that yad, so then it does not affect the grape. Or Menashe Bar Gada said the name of Rav Huna, Hakotel Eschach, which is why this is in Maseches Sukkah. Somebody cuts and harvests for Eschach, Ein Lo Yada. So if it happens to be, if I cut wheat and there happens to, I want the stalks for the Eschach, and there happens to be some kernels on the stalks, that is Ein Lo Yados, because I'm not interested in those, in that connection, and therefore again, one, there's the opposite. I'm interested in the stalks, I'm not interested in the kernels, but either way, the same Yisod, Ein Lo Yados, you don't see the connection. And the Gemara said that if you hold one, if you hold Kotzer, so then you surely hold the previous one, but it might not work the other way, because you might want the kernels a little bit so that the schach does not fly off during Sukkot, right? There's no real chash of that, like we had earlier, that you know, it shouldn't use schach where some of it will fall down into the meal, but there's always a chance that schach might blow off, but I'm interested to having those kernels to weigh it down a little bit. So then we quoted, maybe this machlokas, Rav Menashe Bar Gada, the second day of Hakotzel Eschach, is really a machlokas tanoim, because we had a machlokas tanoim, how much do you have to have bittel of? If I have schach, and I have some fruit on the schach, when the fruit is not roi l'sichuch, because it is mekabel tumah, so how much do I have to be mevatel? So we had a machlokas tanoim between the Tanakama and Acherim. The Tanakama held that I have to be mevatel the little fruit that's on the schach, the ochlin. But the Ashita of Acherim said, not only do I have to be mevatel the ochel, I also have to be mevatel the yados of the ochel. So what is that machlokas about? So at least the part of the branch that is right next to the fruit, the base yad of the fruit. So what is that machlokas about? So is it about whether yados are considered part of the item or not? Yeshla yados re'elam yados. Isn't that the machlokas? So we said no. According to Rabbi Abba, fine. According to Rabbi Abba, who says the first day that boats are legate in lo yados, so you have to say it's a machlokas tanoim, and he holds like the shita of Acherim, who says you have to be mevatel both the pre and the yad, because we said, if you remember, that on top of boats are legate does not have to hold, right? He didn't hold of the of the kotzer shita, but according to the other opinion, according to Rabbi Abba, it's vadei machlokas tanoim. But Rabbi Menashe Bar Gada mi lema tanoihi. Do we have to say that? So the Gemara said the last line we did was Amar lecha Rabbi Menashe to kulei alma savri akotzer l'schach ein lo yados. Really, everybody holds that if somebody harvests for schach and there are some fruit left on it, so for sure that's not a significant connection, and even though in the back of one's mind one might want to have it there to weigh down the schach, it's not considered significant. Our case is where you cut this wheat in order to eat it for food. So immediately, right when I cut it, I harvest it, it is mikabel tuma, right? It is a food. V'nimlach, or at least it's roy, as long as it's going to be hochshar. V'nimlach alein l'sichuch, and then I change my mind and I want to use it for schach. That's the case. So that's why this is an unusual case. That's why specifically here it has a yad, because once it already was considered food, and I'm happy having the stems there because I need something to hold it while I eat it. So then that is why it's harder to get out of that state. Why did I crush it at all? Why did I do that? So we'll have to see in a few minutes. Says the Gemara, Kotzan la'achila, my tamayo de Rabbanan. So if you cut it originally, you harvest it for food, so why would the Rabbanan say that you don't have to be mevatel against the yad? Why is it only connected to pri? Right, you cut it to eat, so the yad should still be significant. So the Gemara says, v'chitema, and if you want to say ksavi Rabbanan, kiva dim nimlach alehem l'sichuch, batzalei machshava, so maybe once you change your mind, that's it, batzalei machshava, right, you thought to eat it, but now you want to use it for schach, so automatically, just like the original machshava was automatic, So too, the later machshava was automatic to change it. So doesn't that work? So the Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Umi bat falei machshava bahachi. Does an earlier machshava become nullified by a later machshava in terms of giving status to items? Again, machshava comes up in a lot of places. The Achronim discuss here, more elsewhere, a little bit here, the Tosfos Yontif, some of the Mefarshim on the Mishnah discuss, whenever the Gemara says machshava, does it really mean literally thought? Or does it mean machshava as contrasted to maisa, but really it means dibur? That's a sugi that comes up in a few places, the end of Hamafkid, in terms of shlichus yad. Chashav lishloach yad bepikadon, says the Mishnah. If I'm watching an item, and I decide that I want to use it, I'm not allowed to use it. I'm a guard. I'm a shomer sachar. I'm not allowed to use it. And I decide to use it, so when do I become nechshav a gazlan? Machlokes beishamay beisilo. Hachoshev lishloach yad. The Tosfos they discuss it. It doesn't really mean machshava. It means dibor. You can't just think it. Thinking doesn't have any halachic significance. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. And therefore, whatever it says machshava in that context, it means dibor. And Rashi Pasha says over there, no, machshava is machshava. Sometimes thought can have a halachic significance. Or the sugi at the beginning of Zvachim, the Dalit or so, pigel. Pigel or any machshava ra. If a Kohen thinks pigel, is that bad enough to label this carbon as pigel, or does he have to say it? And the Gemara's lashon of machshava is only in contrast to maisa, because dvarim shebelev einam dvarim, as we know. So this sugya machshava comes up. What about in terms of labeling truma? Right, nitan b'machshava, the Gemara says in the second Berakhei Kedushin. Right, you can be mafresh b'machshava. So what does that mean? The Gemara's lashon is you can look at one side and say I'm going to eat that side and say truma is going to be on the other side. So machshava, is that good enough? In all these cases, right, and usually you have a parallel, Tosfos quotes, yeah, and all these places are parallel. Tosfos quotes that's always dibur, but the language of the Gemara in all these cases is machshava. So that is a major sugya, whether machshava is significant. And yeah, machshava, obviously, in Mekach u'Memkar, in Hilchas, Birchas HaTorah, Machlokas, the Machaber, and the Gra, whether you have to say Birchas HaTorah, if I think in learning in the morning before I make Berachas HaTorah. Is that a violation? The Vilna Gaon once said over to his Talmidim that he dreamt last night about one of the Malachim came to him. I don't know, he was learning with the Malach, and he woke up, and then later on in the day he got very upset. They said, why did he get very upset? He says when he woke up, he was thinking and learning before he said Berachas HaTorah. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished him and took away the Chiddush that he was thinking of at that time, so he's very upset. He shouldn't have, because he passes against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Amahara b'divrei Torah. You don't need to make Berachas HaTorah. Only a kosev b'divrei Torah. But the Gra says, no, it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. And when you think and learning, you're also making the Mitzvah. So he argues on the Shulchan Aruch. So again, another context where Machshava. So here we have, in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, where we know Machshava works. We know Machshava works in terms of labeling it as a Davar HaMakabel Tumah. But what about our context, undoing a Machshava? Once you had one machshava, can you undo that machshava with a second machshava? That's what we're trying to do here. Again, what's the sheet of the Rabban? And the Gemara is suggesting that if I originally harvest the stalks to use for food, and then I change my mind, and now I want to use it for schach, does that totally remove the original machshava? Says the Gemara, no. V'hatznan, after all, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Kelim. Kala kelim yordin l'day tumasan b'machshava, all kelim are yored l'day tumah b'machshava. What does that mean? If I'm making something, and the item can be used as is, or it can be processed into something else. I have a hide, and I can use it as a carpet. It's done as is right now. I can put it on the floor and use it as a carpet. Or I could use it and continue processing it and making it into a pillow, or to a couch, something else. So the second that I think I'm going to use it for a carpet, it is considered gemar malacha, which is a requirement for Kabbalah's Tumah. So that's it. It's yo related to bim machshava, just plain machshava. The ein olin mitumasan ela b'shinui maisa, but it cannot remove its status of makabel Tumah unless you do an action. Sheh. Right, the Bachi is in the Shin. Shemaisa motzi minei maisa umiyad machshava, because an action can get rid of a previous action and get rid of a previous machshava. Machshava eino motzia lo miyad maisa lo miyad machshava. So you see from this context, when you want to create a status, that's what we're talking about here. Create a status of Tumah V'Tahara. Do you have Gemar Malacha? The Mishnah says Beferish that you cannot create, undo a previous machshava, even though originally you could do it b'machshava. We know sometimes it's easier to do something than to undo something, than to start it off at the beginning. Loading an animal, Chazal say, is easier originally, but once it fell down, so then it's even harder. Once you run into a problem. So to put the machshava on the kli in the first place, that's easier, just the machshava. But once that's there to remove, that is harder. So that, how could that be the shita of achirim in this brisa? The Rambam, by the way, paskens this way, right? Hilchas Kalim. The Rambam has in Sefer Tara. The Rambam in Sefer Tara, we're going to discuss this in the past, the order of the Rambam. In Mishnayis, Kalim is first. Kalim alas the Gan Parataris. Why is that the order in Taris? So the most simple approach to the structure of Mishnayis, even though the Rambam and the Rambam has a whole arichus and lengthy discussion in his Hakdama to Mishnayis, labeling why is every Masechta in the order that it is? Why do we start it with Brachas and Pei Adamai? Every Masechta the Rambam goes through. But others suggest that if you look in the Siddarim, Yudanasi starts with the biggest Masechtas and then gets smaller. As you go along, he knows you have to get the big ones over with in the first place. So in every Masechta, in every Seder, the most Prakim are first. So Shabbos is first, and Zerum doesn't work out, because Trumas, well, that doesn't have Gemara, so maybe that's why, that's also, even though he didn't have. But Trumas is a little longer than Brachas. But all the other Siddarim work out that it's generally the longer Masechtas are at the beginning, and it gets shorter as you go on. The Babas used to be one Masechta. Right, so you can't ask Sanhedrin is longer, because each of the Babas are 10 Prakim. Sanhedrin is longer. No, the Babas used to be 30 Prakim. Right, and then came Sanhedrin. But the Rambam doesn't have that type of order, right? He has a conceptual order in Sefer Tara. So he starts off with the source of all Tumah, Tumas Meis. Right, that's the set of halachas. So the source of all types of Tumah related to Tumas Meis is Paraduma, because that's how you get rid of Tumas Meis. Those go together. Right after that, you have the one, the Tumah, that's compared to Tumas Meis, and that is Tumas Saraas. Tumas Saraas is compared. The only other type of Tumas Ohel is Mace and Saras. Right after that, you have what's the next most chamor type of Tumah is Metame Mishkav Umoshav. Right? Zav, Yoledas that create Mishkav and Moshav themselves. And then you have Sharav Osatumah, the rest of the first Berak and Kalim. And then you have the lesser, Tumas Ochlin. That's the least. And then the two miscellaneous, Kalim and Mikvos. So the Rambam has those all the way at the end. Even though in Mishnayis, we had it at the beginning. And then every section, every sefer of the Rambam is always fascinating if one is learning the Masechta related to it, to look at the structure of the Rambam within the sefer of the halachos. So if we have another, Sefer Nezikin. The Rambam goes from the lightest to the most chamor. He starts off with Nizke Mamon, right, property damage. And then he goes to Gezela, and then he goes to Geneva, and then he goes to Chovel, wounding, and then he goes to Rotzeach v'Shmiras HaNefesh, to murder. So he goes from the, starts off with the lightest, and then he gets to the most chamor. Every structure of the Rambam is specifically in a certain way. So here we have the end of Sefer Tara in Hilchas Kalim. The Rambam says, Perek Ches Halacha Yud, after discussing that every Kli is only Mekabel Tumah when it is at its final stage. Oh, here the Rambam has the difficult one. He says, Kol Klei Milchama, just to read this, it's open on the page. Call every type of weapon, could go in Sayif, Veromach, Vekova, Vashirayin, Mekabel Tumah. All weapons of Mekabel Tumah once you finish them. How do you know when a weapon is finished? This is the Gemara in Bamatzir. Remember the Gemara, Reish Lakish of Yochanan? Reb Yochanan says something, and Reish Lakish says, no, it's this. Reb Yochanan says, oh, you would know. You were into weapons. And then Reish Lakish gets upset, and he gets sick and depressed, and he eventually dies from his sickness. Reb Yochanan can't live with himself. That's the context of the story there, that when weapons are Makabal Tumah. But right after that, we have our Gemara. Kol HaKelim Yordin L'Tumah B'machshava Vein Olin Midei Tumah Ela B'Shini Maisa. You have to do a physical act in order to change something. Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash. All of these halachas are going to be halacha l'maisa. When we're processing something, when we're making something, what's Makabal Tumah? What's not Makabal Tumah? We're going to have to ask Eliyahu HaNavi, what about all of the new Kalim? What about plastic? What about rubber? All the different types of materials. Makabal Tumah, not Makabal Tumah. We're going to have to be experts in these. But the Rambam has one line of lumdus here. The Rambam says, if somebody, relating to our case, Taba'as Kesa, gives an example, Taba'as Behema O Kalim, Shechashav Aleha, Lahachzir Taba'as Adam, you have a ring that you're going to use for a Behema, or a Kli, Shechashav Aleha, Lahachzir Taba'as Adam, and you could have processed it more and used it for an animal, but you decide, no, you're going to use it for a human. A person. So it's done. So you can use it for a person. Harizu mekabelas tuma b'machshavazu. You're mekabel tuma. And then the Rambam adds, uki'ilu na'asis la'adam mitchilas asiyasa. That's an important law. The Rambam is giving us a conceptual analysis here. When I decide, let's say I have the hide, and then I decide I'm going to make it into a carpet, so it's considered as if from the beginning I have been thinking about that it's going to be for a carpet. That's how it works. When that ki'ilu na'asis la'adam mitchilas asiyasa. It's not like right now, because it could be if it's right now that I could change it. That's why it's so hard to undo a previous machshava. Because right when I have the first machshava, I consider it as if I made it for that purpose from the beginning. Now I want to change it, that's hard. That's why I have to do a maisa. That's the Rambam adds that one line in to the halacha. Okay, back to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, what is the shita of acherin? That's what we're still trying to figure out. The shita that says that if I cut schach in order to use for food, and now I wanted to use it for schach, so you have to be mevatel. Says the shita of acherim, only the peros and the yados, right? The acherim were the one that said, Ajikashim Ruben al yados via la ochlin. So what's the shita of acherim? I'm sorry, the shita of acherim worked out well, because the yados, you cannot remove their status. What's the shita of the rabbanon? Why would they say that you don't have to have bittol against the yados too? And if you want to say machshava would remove machshava, that doesn't work. So the Gemara has another try. Vachitema, fifth line. If you want to say there's a distinction. There's a difference between the Mishnah Kalim and our case. Hani Mili, when do we say that it's hard to undo something with a machshava? Kalim de chashivi. A kli, the case of the carpet. It's a kli, and therefore it's chashuv. So that's why you can't undo it with machshava. Aval yados, but our case, we're talking about stems of fruit. Dilitzarech achila ninu. But machshava nasa, machshava salka. Right, it's easy to remove. What does it mean that the kli is chashuv and it can't be removed? Machlokas Rashi Ritva. Rashi says, because a kli has a certain inherent status itself. Rashi says, u'mishiyatza lafshem kli b'machshava, eina nocha lafki ashma. A kli has a status. Once it has a shame kli, a chalo shame. If you look in the Rashba in Mesecha Shvuas, the Rashba uses the same idea in a totally different context, but it's a very important Rashba. Shvuas Lametesim Abeis. The Rashba says, we know certain halachos require a Shaveh Pruta. Shaveh Pruta. For marriage, maybe for kinyanim. Bezdin only relates to a case that's worth a Shaveh Pruta. If you come to Bezdin without a Shaveh Pruta, less than a Shaveh Pruta, Bez is not going to relate to the case. Says the Rashba, based on the Gemara there, a Kli, even if it's less than a Shaveh Pruta, has significance. Because a kli is important for what it is and what it can be used for. The Rashba's lashon, the efshar lomar, to call kli kivon shehu roi lamalachto chashuv hu kipruta v'yeser mipruta v'yoshvin alav hadayanim. If you had a machlokas about a rake that's worth less than a pruta somehow, so then the dayanim still will relate to it. And then he adds the amazing line: the efshar dafilu leinyan kiddushin kain. Maybe you could even get married with a kli that's less than a shavah pruta, because inherently a kli is special. Kimo shekonim b'kli av b'shem b'shavah pruta. Just like chalipin, you use a kli for chalipin even though it's not worth a shavah pruta. V'yefshar d'kinim mishum kesefu, and then he says maybe not, but that's his suffix. And the ksos asks on this Rashba from the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin. But the Gemara says, Isha ina niklas b'chalipin, v'shum pachat v'shara pruta lo mikna nafsha. So it sounds like you do need a kli. Question about the girsa there. But that is a much talked about Rashba. Again, in Shvuas Lametes Mabez, because a kli inherently is special. That's the havamin on this Gemara. You might say, by a kli it's hard to undo the status with a machshava. But by a stem of a stalk, not a problem. The Ritva has a different shot though here. Nothing to do with the general. The Ritva says, no, here, why is the Kli Mekabel Tuma, when you think about it originally? Because of itself. The Yad is Mekabel Tuma because of what it's attached to. That's why it might be different and harder by a Kli. Because here, it itself achieves something. You can relate these two, but it's different. Right, the Ritva says, Hani mili kelim tachashivi v'islahu tuma minafshe. Avoyados de lo chashivi de tuma de tu mishum tfelis ochlin b'machshava nachdilo tuma u'b'machshava salkimina. So it might be easier to get rid of the status by a yad, because a yad is nothing itself. It's tamei because of what it's connected to. Mashenke in the kli, it's tamei for itself. Right, and that's why it could be different. Again, it's similar, but it's one can definitely distinguish between the two pshatim. So back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if you want to say kelim are different, and you could get rid of yados with machshava, that's not true either. V'hatnan, the Mishnah says in Maseches Uktzin, the last Masechta in Shas Mishnayis, call yados ha'ochlin shebisasan begoren tahoros. Any yad of a food that you were boses in the goren, in the threshing floor, tahoros, it is tahar. So what does besasan mean? So we don't know. Let's just foreshadow for a minute. The Gemara is going to quote two different pshatim. Does besasan mean untie the bundles? Or does besasan mean crush them? Two different pshatim what besasan means. So the Gemara is going to quote that machlokas in about six lines from now, but you can't understand the next line without that machlokas. So bish lamalamanda amar besasan hitiragudan. If you say, what does it say here? You have a yad of an ochel that you did something to, it's tar, then it is no longer makabal tuma. So if you say besasan means hitiragudan, you just untie them, which the Gemara assumes is not considered an act to them. Untying them, you didn't do anything to them. So that's like machshava. It's considered halachically machshava. So if you just untie them, and you see from the Tanakhama that that's good enough to remove its status, so shaper, then that far and works out. So now we have a source that machshava is mevatal machshava when it comes to yados. And that's the shita of the Rabbanan. Elo lamanda amar by besasan. Besasan mamish, but if you say besasan means you started crushing the yados to show that you're not interested in them. That's what it means. That's what the Tanakhama means, Michael Amemar. Then we're back to the question. Because there, that's not machshava. There, that's a maisa being mevatel the earlier machshava. So we're stuck. We're back to the earlier question. How can a machshava remove machshava? So the Gemara says, hacha nami shebesasan mamish. You're right. So too in our case. What's our case? The Yukimta, we're trying to, the case on Amid Beis, that you were kotzer for schach, and you first decided you were going to eat it, and then you decide you're going to use it for schach. So that case also is a case where once you decide to use it for schach, you start crushing off some of the yados. Fine. So now the question is the other way. Then what's the shita of the Acherim? We just so well explained the shita of the Rabbanan that you only need to be mevatel. You only have to have enough schach, keneged, the fruits. And now, what about the Acherim that says you have to be mevatel the yados too? But you acted against the yados already. So why would they still be significant? So, da'amar k'Reb Yossi. Acherim would all like Reb Yossi. Ditznan. The next line of that Mishnah, in Uksin. Ditznan, Reb Yossi, Matami. Reb Yossi says, even if you did this act of besasan, it's still tamei. So now the question is, why? Why would he, and now we linked Reb Yossi to the Shita of Acherim, why would they say that? You actively are trying to destroy the Yados. Why would they still be significant? So, Haimai, Bishlama Hasam, Taimad Reb Yossi, over there in Uksin, I could still understand the Shita of Reb Yossi, that even though you started crushing them, you still are interested in them somewhat. Why? Chaz Yelikad Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, like Reb Lakish says, Damar Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Hoel V'Re'uyos LaHofchan Ba'asar. When you want to lift up the threshed items on the floor of the grain house, so it's easier to lift them up if you have little sticks sticking out. If they're all just plain straw, it's going to fall through the edges, the teeth of the pitchfork. So that's why, to have a few left on, that's okay. Why are you crushing them? Just to soften them. But you're still interested in them. That's where Reb Yossi says that the original machshava has not been changed. It's still makabel tuma, these yados. But in our sukkah case, if you say the case is a case where you're crushing them, besasan, so why would that act not be good enough to remove its status? So the Gemara answers, Chazia l'chisasar l'minka l'hubigilayhu. No, it's still ra'ui for when you take down the sukkah. L'chisasar l'minka l'hubigilayhu. It's easier to hold. It's easier to hold the grain by grasping the straw that is still connected to it, which is an amazing line. It's still ra'ui for you for after sukkahs. First sukkahs, you're not interested in it. But because it has some usage for you, some nichusa, you're right, you crushed a bunch of them to make them soft and get most of them off, but you're happy with having some of them on. And that's good enough for Achirim to say it still has significance. Still has significance. The Ritva here points out, again, the Ritva on Sukkah is a must. The Ritva says here, this the only reason that we came up with, trying to come up with this Ukimta, and the Achirim still say it's still Makabel, is because you originally got it for food. If you got it for Schach, then you wouldn't have to come up to all of these Ukimtas. It's only because you originally thought about it for food, so you need a lot to get rid of that status. And that's why you have to come up with a sukkimta that it still is useful for you after Sukkos. Period. Gufa, says the Gemara, Gufa, so now we're about to quote the Mishnah. Rashi. Shas Rashi, right here. Fifth Y line. Rashi says, Gufa always introduces a previous discussion of the Amoraim. Here, Gufa is about to introduce a Mishnah. Right, the Mishnah that we quoted. Why is that? So Rashi says, I asked one of my Rebbeim. I asked my master, Mori. And he says, because Uksin has no Gemara anywhere, no Shas Bavli, no Shas Yerushalmi, so the Gemara, whenever it gets a chance, explains Mishnayos in Seder Taharos. Because it has no Yerushalmi or Bavli, and that's why he says Gufa, that we're about to explain it. That's a fascinating Rashi right there. So again, we pointed out, the Achronim pointed out, interesting, on Yuzraim we have Yerushalmi, right? Because that's Halacha L'maisa. Kadshim and Taros? What about Kadshim and Taros? Kadshim, we have Bavli, which is unusual because we don't have Bavli on Zroim, we have Bavli on Kadshim. They were both on Halacha L'maisa. Ah, but Kadshim, there's something special, the Chafetz Chaim points out, about learning Kadshim, ki'ilu, you're bringing the Karbanos, more than other areas of Halacha. Taras we don't have. Taras we don't have Bavli except for Nida, and Zroim except for Brachas. But at least Zroim we have Yerushalmi. Taras we have nothing. Taras we have no Bavli, we have no Yerushalmi. And that's why Rashi quotes from his Rebbe here, that the Shas, the Gemara, goes into it and quotes the Lashon of Gufa. Viter. So call the others Ochlan Shabasam Bagoran Taurus of Yosim Tame. That's the Machlokas Tanoim that we just mentioned. So my Basasa. So now we quote the Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Basasan Mamish, you actually crush them. Rebbe Elazar Amar Hiter Ugdan, you untie them. Bishlamal, Rebbe Elazar Amar Pesasan Hiter Ugdan. If you say Pesasan means untie them, Hainu de Batami Rebbe Yossi. That's when Rebbe Yossi is more understandable because you didn't actually do an action untying them. That's how Rebbe Yossi could still say it's Makabel Tuma. Elal Rebbe Yochanan Amar Pesasan Mamish Amai Matami Rebbe Yossi. But according to Rebbe Yochanan, who says you actually crushed them, why would that not undo what was thought of before? Amar Shemen Lakish Halveruis LaHafkan Baasar. As we mentioned, it's easier to pick up with a pitchfork. Once we mention the word pitchfork, we note, Rashi notes, that what does it say in Sefer Bereishis? Vayetar Yitzchak Lenochach Ishto. Yitzchak Davins Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto. He davins opposite his wife. So you see the Lashon, Ayin Tuf Reish, used in the Lashon of Tefillah also. Not just to mean a pitchfork. So, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Lama Nimshalat Tefillas and Shal Tzadikim Ba'as Kasar. Why is the same word used for praying and used for a pitchfork? Lomar Lacha, Ma'asar Zeh, Ma'hav. This is the Agarata in the next 10 blot. Ma'asar Zeh, Ma'havich Ezat Tfuah Begoren Mimakom Lamakom. Just like a pitchfork moves the Tfuah from one spot to another spot, like the Mlach of Zoreh, Af Tefillas and Shal Tzadikim. So through the Tfila, Ma'haveches Daito shall HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimidas Achzarius, Lamidas Rachmanis. Right, it changes the Midah of Hashem from Achzarius, from terrible decrees, to the Midah of Rachmanis. Good. Ask the Sefer HaYikarim. This is that we've quoted this before. Right, the Sefer HaYikarim says this problem has led many Jews astray. You read this Gemara Kipshuto, it sounds like, what does Tefillah do? It changes God. Right, it changes God's Midah from A to B. Ask the Sefer HaYikarim, I don't understand. How does Tefillah work? If I'm supposed to get the Gzeira, I'm supposed to get the good Gzeira, I shouldn't need Tefillah. And if I'm not supposed to get it, how does Tefillah work? God changes. So that problem, he says, has bothered, in Mama Ravi, Perak Yud Ches, has bothered many a Jew. And Eich, Im Lo Nigzar, he starts from the beginning. V'zeshem omrim shleim olid adavar mechaluka im nigzar ein sarach tefila v'im lo nigzar eich toel atfila l'shanos ritzon Hashem l'gzar lov tov echad shelo nigzar. So how does it work? So the Sefer HaYikarim has the famous line that many say after him, but here Rabbi Yosef Albo made it famous. He says, no, tefila does not change God. Tefila changes man. Just the opposite. Even though, don't take this Gemara literally, it changes from Midas Achzaris to Midas Rachmanis because man is changed. We are different people after we daven. If before I daven, I'm Rosner A, and I was supposed to get a certain Gzeira, but after davening, hopefully I'm Rosner B. And if I'm Rosner B, so then Rosner B wasn't supposed to have that. Different, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has packages, right, for all of us, depending where we are, which rung of the ladder we're on. Whatever rung we're on, so after we daven, that's why Rav Hirsch points out, davening is lehis palel. To self, right? It's reflexive. Palel means to judge. Lehis palel is to self-judge. We self-judge ourselves. We have to remember every so often, Atachon eli adam das. Refeinu Hashem v'nei rafe. We have to go through and remember everything that Chazal, the Ashkenaz HaGadola, needed us to remember every couple of hours. That's as the mashal is given, we're on low battery every couple hours. Right? We have low battery. We have to like recharge ourselves. It's like you can't hear so well. Right, it's like the connection is not so good, and it keeps beeping. Right, so we have to like go recharge ourselves. That's what davening is—to recharge ourselves, to make sure that we remember who we're supposed to be, get a little lesson in Jewish history, what our destiny is, being in Yerushalayim, and then go back to our lives. So that's what we change during tefillah, and then memela Kadosh Baruch Hu's gzeira switches. Okay, says the next Mishnah, Vayter in halachis of schach. That's what this parak is mostly about, as we know, because the ikur, even if you want to say, as we spoke about lamdis, what is the chefsa shel sukkah, the definition? Is it the schach? Is it also the walls? Machlokas, Rush, Rambam, we had on daf tes about chal shem shemayim ala sukkah. Does that also go on the walls? But either way, schach has the most to talk about, because those are the halachas. So here we go. Besachim b'nisarim div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Oser. Are you allowed to use boards? Boards. Many people use boards. So we'll see what the machlokas is about. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to use boards. Our mayor says there are certain types of boards that one is not allowed to use, as we'll see, because they can get confused with a real roof of your house. And if you put a board that is 4 tfachim wide, kshera, that's okay. Rashi adds in. We're talking about where you put it next to the side. So it's dofen akuma. Right, it's within 4 amos of the side wall. That's why it works, because usually 4 tefach in the middle of your sukkah of pasul schach does not work, but if it's on the side, it works. Ubavach leishen tachtav, as long as a person can't sleep under there, but one can use it. It does not pasul your sukkah. Who is the author of that last line of the Mishnah? Unclear. We'll have to see who is the author. The Tosfos Yontif points out here, why does it say lo yishan tachtav? Why not lo yochal tachtav? Why sleeping? Because he says sleeping is more chomer than eating. We'll have later on in Daf Chavav, one can snack outside a sukkah. One is not allowed to even nap outside a sukkah. Right? Sheinas arai is more chomer than achilas arai. As we will see, based on 2 reasons the Gemara is going to give, right? Sleep could always lead to more sleep, or ein keva l'sheina, meaning every little sleep, you know, we got a power nap. Right, so it's 5 minutes, but it could be as good as 2 hours. So we'll have to talk about that. Shane is even more chamer. Somebody once asked for Shlomo Zalman. I travel from Yerushalayim to Tel Aviv every day, and I always fall asleep on the bus. Am I allowed to go there on Cholamoid? Or Shlomo Zalman said no. He said no, you can't put yourself into a situation where you're going to fall asleep outside the sukkah. Right, unless you're Shluchei Mitzvah, unless you're doing something else, but stam to go. He was very... He was machmer. That's not halacha, as we'll talk more about it. Vayter. And now we have machlokes about the machlokes. Rav, machlokes b'nisarim sheish ben arba. The machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is about boards that are 4 tefachim wide. Rabbi Meir is leg zeiras tikra. Rabbi Meir has a zeira of tikra. What does that mean? We quoted this Rashi earlier, about a week ago. Rashi says, because if you use boards that are 4 tefachim wide, people use those boards for their own roof in their house. So people are going to think, what do I have to go out to a sukkah for? I'll just sit in my house. It's the same roof. So it's a gzeira. And those boards in your house were put up for a house. They weren't put up for shade of a sukkah. So Rashi, and that Rashi learns this based on a pasuk. Remember this Rashi? Rashi says, it's pasuk because it says, sukkah, velo beso shel kol yamos hashana. A din d'oraisa, it sounds like. If you would use your house, it would be Aser Daraisa. So Rabbi Meir says you can't use 4 teflach wide boards in your sukkah because Gzeira, you might come to use your house. For Rabbi Yehuda, less like Gzeira Stikra. And Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of such a Gzeira. He says, nah, people aren't going to get confused. Maybe he holds of that din, but people aren't going to get confused. Alva bin Yisarin, Shein bin Arba, Divri HaKol, Kshera. But if it's less than 4 tefachim wide, then even Rabbi Meir would agree it's okay because people don't use less than 4 tefach wide boards. Look at the Ritva here. The Ritva just, he doesn't like Rashi. He's like, what? People only use 4 tefach, not 3 tefach. People are going to confuse what people walking by. They're going to be able to look and measure. Oh, those are 4 tefach. Those are 3 tefach. See, here's a little different shot than Rashi, but we're just going to go with Rashi. Ushmuel amar b'she'ein bohen arba machlokas. Shmuel says, no, more chamor. No, the machlokas is less than 4 tefachim because people might use that. Avo yesh ben arba divrei hakol psula. But if it's 4, then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. It's a problem. So 1 second. Ein ben arba v'afilu pachas b'shlosha. What, if it's less than 4 tefachim, even if you use tiny boards, that's a problem? Hakana ba'almaninu. But that's what everybody uses. What else would we use? Those are stam reeds. So is there a limit? So Amar of Papa, Hachi Ka'amar. And Rashi adds in one word, Hachi Ka'amar, Shmuel. Rav Papa is explaining Shmuel's answer. What does Shmuel mean? That less than 4 is a machlokas. Yesh behenar ba'a deriyakol psula. If it's 4 tvachim wide, everybody agrees it's a problem. Pachlos mishlosha, less than 3 tvachim wide, deriyakol kshera. Everybody, that's kosher, because after all, if you have nothing there, it's kosher. Right, that's lovewood. So if it's less than 4 or 3, it's okay. My time, a kind of almaninu. That's normal schach. Ki pligi mishlosha arba. The machlokas is between more than 3 tvachim and up until 4. Mar savar kivan de less nehu shir makom logas rinan. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not a significant makom. As we said before, 4 tvachim is the minimum significant shir makom. So no gzera. Umar savar kivan de nafki lumitaras lavid gaz rinan. And Rabbi Meir says, no, it's more than lavid, so we are gozer mishum gzeras tikra. Right, beforehand we had gzera of the bundles on the schach, so now we have the gzeras tikra, a lot of gzeras. Period. Tznan. So who is the author of the last line? Nosan Allah Nesar. Shu Rachav Arba Tzvachim Ksheira. If I put a board, that's 4 Tzvachim White. Kashu Bavach Alishan Tachtov. As long as I don't sleep under it. Bish Tzvamal Shmuel. Do Omar. Bish She'ein Ban Arba Machlokas. According to Shmuel, who says, less than 4 is the Machlokas. Aval Yesh Ban Arba. Divri Yaakov Psula. But 4, everybody agrees. Mishim Hachi Lo Yishan Tachtov. I understand that last line is Lekulei Alma. According to everybody, 4 tzvachim is a problem. Elo l'rav d'amar b'shiyesh ban arba machlokas, aval ein ban arba divrei hakol ksheira. But according to Rav, who says 4 is the machlokas, l'Rabbi Yehuda amar lo yishan tachtav. So why would Rabbi Yehuda say you can't sleep under it? So the Gemara says, simple, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Mi savris divrei hakoli, seif asan l'Rabbi Meir. Seif is going according to Rabbi Meir's opinion. So Rav and Shmuel would read that last line differently. Toshma, let's try to prove, either Rav or Shmuel, Shnei Sadinin Mitzarfin. If you have 2 sheets hanging up on top, they combine to cause problems. What does that mean? Rashi says, for the 4 tfachim, we know that, keep this on the shiurim in mind, Dofen Akuma means I could have 4 amos, up to 4 amos of pasul schach on the side of my schach, next to my wall. In the middle of my schach, I'm allowed to have 4, up to 4 tvachim of pasul schach. 3 tvachim of airspace, 4 tvachim of pasul schach. So if you have sheets in the middle, if each of them are 2 tefach wide, together they combine to pasul the sukkah. Right, that's Shnei Sadinim Mitzarfim. Continuing, Shnei Nisarmei Mitzarfim. But 2 boards are not mitztarif to pasul, meaning if each board is allowed to be used in the shear that it is, they don't pasul. Rebbe, they don't combine to pasul. Rebbe Meir Omer, Afnis Aram Kisadidim. No, Rebbe Meir says they also pasul. Boards pasul. So what's the case? Remember, the case on the discussion is that they combine to cause problems, which clearly holds that they need to combine and it can cause problems. That's the assumption of the statement. So Bish Lamal Shmuel. Da Amar Bishain Ben Arba Machlokas. According to Shmuel, who's Machmir, who says less than 4 is the Machlokas. Aval Yesh Bohen Arba Diriakol Psula. But if it's 4, everybody agrees puzzle. So my mitzvah starfin arba. So then this machlokas, what are they talking about? It's about a case of combining to 4 tfachim, which everybody says is a problem. Elo l'Rav to Amar b'Shiyesh b'Arba Machlokas, but according to Rav, who says 4 itself is a Machlokas, Avol Ein Bohen Arba Divrei Hakol Ksheira, but less than 4, everybody agrees Kasher. So Hei Chidami, what's the case under discussion? E de Ispahu Arba. If there is already 4, Lamu L'Staruface. Why would Rabbi Meir say it needs to combine? It's already a problem if it's 4. Right? He says it's just like Sadim and it combines. According to Rabbi Meir, it's already the under discussion is 4 Tfachim. Each one itself is a problem. And if it's less than 4, then everybody agrees it's mutter, according to Rav. So what's the case under discussion in this brisa? So the Gemara answers, la'olam de'isbu arba. Really, it has 4. What does it mean, mitzdarfin? Am I mitzdarfin? Mitzdarfin la'arba amos minatzad. Right, it means for the larger shear. Even Bimeir would hold 4 tzvachim on the side is not a problem. He combines to the largest shear of Dofan Akuma. Similar, Lishnachrina, similar Shaklavataria, Bishlamal Shmuel to Amar Bishain Ban Arba Machlokas. According to Shmuel, who says that Shita, Aval Yesh Bohen Arba, Devriya Kol Psula, if it's for everybody agrees possible, my Mitztarfin, Mitztarfin La Arba Amas Benatzan. According to him, he's the more Machmer Shita. I understand how he can learn the Brisa, talking about Dofan Akuma, up to the shear of Dofan Akuma. Ella l'Rav Bishlam al Rabbi Meir my mitzarfin mitzarfin la'arba amos ben atzad. According to Rabbi Meir, tziruf, even if it's ready for amos, it could combine to a bigger problem of four amos ben atzad. Ella l'Rabbi Yehuda de Amar afilu yesh ben arba k'sheira. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who's machshir, according to Rav, my ein mitzarfin kanim ba'almaninu. What do you mean they don't combine? Everything's mutter. There's no problem of combining anything. So, like, what do you mean, ein mitztarfin? What would it combine to? So, Mara says, you're right. I need to come, Rabbi Meir, mitztarfin, Rabbi Yehuda, ein mitztarfin. Really, it doesn't mean that it's going to combine to anything. It just uses the parallel lashon. Period. Okay, so we have Rav and Shmuel, and now we have a brisa to support each one explicitly. Tanya Kavasi de Rav, Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. One supports Rav, that the machlokas is by four tvachim, and one supports Shmuel, that the machlokas is by less than four tvachim. Tani kavasi derav sichacha ben isarim shel erez she'ein bohen arba divrei akol k'sheira. If it's less than four, every degree is kosher. Yesh ben arba, Rabbi Meir poser be the machshir. That's beferish, like Rav's understanding. The machlokes is by four, less than four, everybody agrees is okay. Am Rabbi Yehuda, one second. I'm right. Maisa b'shas hasakana. The mice, the story, at the time of danger, Sheheveinu, Heveinu, Nisarim, Shehayu ben Arba, V'sichachnu al-gabim repesav, V'yishavnu tachtein. We use boards that were four wide. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you see, I'm right. It's kosher with four. Amru lo, Misham Raya, Ein Shas HaSakana Raya. I mean, Raya is from Shas HaSakana. What does Shas HaSakana mean? Rashi says, Shegazru ovde kochavim gzeira al ha-mitzvos. It made a gzeira not to do mitzvos. It could be specifically sukkah. Right, it's a gzeira ala mitzvahs, generally. So was that sukkah was just included in all mitzvahs? It could be. There's uniqueness to sukkah. If you look at the Gemara, at the beginning of Avodah Zarah and Dav Gimel, right, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the future, talks to all the other nations who come and say, Hashem, you know, you didn't give us the Torah, give us a chance. And Hashem says, okay, I'm going to give you one mitzvah. A mitzvah she'ein bo chisar and kiss. And he gives them the mitzvah of sukkah, and we know the story that Hashem made it hot. And they left, they kicked down the sukkah. And the Gemara says, what do you mean? Mitzar pater mena sukkah. As we laugh, okay, fine, mitzar pater. But leave like a humble servant. Don't kick down the sukkah and get angry. So sukkah was a litmus test. So maybe on a deeper level, that's why they dafka gazru b'shas sakana for the mitzvah of sukkah. Because sukkah is one that they're not interested in. To be makadesh their lives. Right, not stam a mitzvah, that has to do with a ruchnias, that has to do with a gashmias and ruchnias altogether, that's the symbol of that sukkah, maybe that's what one could say, not just stam, like Rashi says, all mitzvahs. Pshas sakana, specifically for sukkah. So that is anyway the brisa that supports Rav. Tanya kavase de Shmuel, the brisa that supports Shmuel, as follows, the more stringent view, sichacha ben isarim shel erez sheyesh bohen arba, if somebody uses boards of cedar, that is for divriya kol psula, right, that's Shmuel's version, ein bohen arba, if it's less than four, Rabbi Meir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir, so that is the Rabbi Shmuel's formulation of the machlokes. Umode Rabbi Meir though is mode, meaning, Rabbi Meir, who has the more machmir opinion about the gzeira, he agrees. Shem yesh be neser le neser kamale neser shem eniyak pesel b'neim v'ksheira. He agrees that if between each board there is kosher schach, right, that is pesel, right, psol is garn v'yakev, then it is kosher. Rashi quotes the Gemara from later on in Daf Yud Ches. What exactly is the mitzias of the case? Right, there's eight tefachim altogether, and you put in between it, and it ends up that you have an area in the middle of your sukkah, which is kosher, which is within four amos from each wall. So lemaisa, all of the problems of Rabbi Meir's wide schach is included in Dofan Akuma, and he would agree that the middle area of your sukkah is good enough. And we'll get to that mitzias later on Daf Yud Ches. Umode. Bez Hashem. Umod Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Meir agrees in that case, Lakula. Umod Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, Shem Nasan Allah Neser, Shurach Avarabad Tvachim, Ksheira. And Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if you put on it a board that is four Tvachim wide kosher, right, that he agrees to that, Rashi quotes, Min Hatzad. Anything Min Hatzad would be okay. Ve'ein Yashinim Tachtav, Yashin Tachtav, Lo Yasli Chavasa. But you still can't sleep under it. Right? He would agree to that. You still can't sleep under it, even though it is... Okay. Lamaisa, lamaisa, what do we say about using wide boards? So the poskim discuss, well, on the one hand, if you look here in the Piskei Tshuvos, he goes, on the one hand, we use... So a lot of people use wide boards. Right? Use boards for schach. Let's say you use even a mat. The boards are tied together. So we'll have to talk about a mat in the future, when we get to later gemaras in this parak. But on the one hand, people use wide boards, so is that okay? But on the other hand, is anybody going to get confused with the roof of their sukkah and the roof of their house, bisman hazeh? So that's why the minhag olam is to be maker with sizes of wood, because bisman hazeh, it's not going to get confused. Even though other poskim say maybe you shouldn't use so wide, because afapisha batlatam lebalatakana, right? The gzeira might still apply, even if the reason does not apply. But that's a discussion in, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, that how many poskim bisman hazeh are mekel. Bisman hazeh, bisman anyway, no klal lasos tikras habayis minasarim, vein bahem gzeiras tikra, vagamenenu ro oshein ma'akvin yuridas kashamim lasukka, afim yasmidim zamizeh. Anyway, he talks about that halacha lemaisa. Just do a little more, and then we'll stop. Itmar hafkan al tzidayim. What if you have a board that's too wide? You're not allowed to use it, but you put it on its side. You don't put it on the wide way. You put it on its side, so it's not covering. So Rav Huna amar psula, Rav Chizkiya rabba, Rav Huna amar ksheira. Ikla so machlokes. Why would you say it's pasul? It's not covering for fachim. Let's see. Ikla Rav Nachman l'sura amri lei hafkan al tzidayim. What happens if you turn it to the side? Amar lupsula. Na'asu kishpudin shel mateches. If you turn out the side, it's also a problem. Why? Because once it gets a chefsa shel schach pasul midrabanan, it's treated like a piece of metal. It's treated like a piece of metal. You don't look at the maisa hagavra anymore. You look at the status of the item. If it's a problem in one direction, then it's a problem in the other direction as well. That is the lumdish svara to pasul. Amr luhu Rav Huna, lo amri luhu amri kavasi. So Rav Huna tells these other rabbanim, who he argued, he said, I told you that he would agree with me. What are you going to ask that he thinks he's going to say kasha like you? I told you he's going to agree with me. Amru le, they say, umi amar lan mar taimav lo kavlina minei. Well, you never told us the reason for it. We wanted to know the reason. So amar luhu, umi beisu minei taimav lo amri luhu. Well, did you ever ask me for a reason? You ever asked me for it? I would have gladly told you the reason. Right? I didn't know that bothered you. So that's why he didn't explain. Again, the reasons are, you know, for various the Amorim. Reasons are the basis for the halachas, and that's what they went to the other Rav to find out. They didn't understand the reason. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue with Inyanim of Sukkah in the coming next time.